We're going to just jump right on in there in a cold open, which, you know, sometimes that works too. There we go. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm not every woman, but I love talking to every woman, especially those fabulous elected officials and candidates. This is the segment that we call Broad Appeal because, yes, I am proud to be called a broad and love to bring on other outspoken women talking politics, talking about the hard issues. I'm joined with me today by my regular co-host, Dr. Kristen Lierley, OBGYN and congressional candidate. And we are here today to interview a woman that I have long wanted to meet and talk with. And I'm so excited to finally have the opportunity to do so. Native Milwaukee and fairly recently elected State Senator Dora Drake. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. And what you guys do, it's amazing, by the way, because we need more woman empowerment, especially in this time that we're in. So thank you for uplifting the voices and all the things. So I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for that. Let's just start right there. You're a native Milwaukeean. You got your BA from Marquette in 2015. What made you decide, I want to run for office. I would like to be an elected official, because it's kind of like being a glutton for punishment in a lot of ways.
In a way, but you know what's funny was I actually, that was not from my plan. So for folks that are, you know, that are listening, tuning in, you know, born and raised in Milwaukee, come from a blended family, I wanted to do change. And that's why I became a social worker, especially within the criminal justice system, because I believe people should have access to justice and equity and that people should be safe, right? But in doing that, I was seeing all the gaps that policies kept missing. And so it really took, I think I heard the suggestion run for office 7 times. And like for women, it's like a stat out there where for women to run for public office or even to consider it, mind you, not decide, consider that they run for public office, they have to hear it 7 times. So in the course of me hearing it 7 times, I was a social worker for pretrial services in Milwaukee County Courthouse. So then helping out with the local school board race, learning a little bit more about what's going on with their public education and what it means to ensure that our children have the resources that they need to succeed. And then went back to reentry. But in that, I had the opportunity to meet one of my predecessors, Jason Fields, who was a state representative at the time for the 11th Assembly District, where he pretty much shared that you can still do good work despite the mess that happens. And I didn't believe it at first. I'm not going to lie. I thought there was a secret sauce, you know, that has to happen with politics. And once I saw, I think, the ugly that happens behind closed doors, it was hard for me not to ignore it. And so it was knowing that I can do better and should be doing better is what really led me to make that decision in 2020. During the pandemic, I ran for public office for the state representative seat at the time because I took my brother to go vote. And during that April special election, and we got there 6:50 in the morning before the polls opened, and the line was already 2-3 blocks long. And so I witnessed the voter suppression that my brother endured. On top of all the other issues that I see as a social worker, people not getting IOTA treatment, mental health treatment, or the disparities that people deal with in their everyday lives. And so ran an open primary, won that seat for 4 years, and did great work. And then, you know, just last year, you know, there was a special election that I ran for because my now new predecessor, you know, former now Judge Leah Taylor, was appointed judge. And in that, it really was the deciding factor of what's bigger than just my own life. I had someone closely dear to me that lost her life due to mental health. And so I was in a sort of a rock and a hard place deciding, do I run for office because I'm just doing what people are asking me to? Or am I doing it because I think there's a greater good that needs to be pushed? And so I'm glad that I did. You know, I have the opportunity now to serve my constituents, not just in the Assembly District, but also even more now as a senator for the 4th Senate District. And the things that I heard, you know, on the doors, like reckless driving, mental health, transparency, and accountability, I think that's just elevated everything given what's happening in our nation right now. We're hearing the cost of living for individuals just trying to make sure they make ends meet. I have the opportunity to be the ranking Democrat for the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee. And there is this larger conversation now of what is due process? What does it mean to uphold the law to uphold the Constitution, and honestly, was it me to protect and keep our civil rights? And I'm pretty passionate about this now because one of our congresswomen, Congressman Jasmine Crockett, was just on live saying that Judiciary Committee just voted to have regular U.S. citizens be able to be deported, on top of minimizing what our Department of Justice and our Civil Rights Division was meant to do. And so I really do think that we are in a crux of time where we stand what our values are. You know, we value obviously making sure that people have their rights protected by the Constitution, regardless of what that looks like. And in terms of just overall health, you know, whether it's mental health, addressing the lead conditions in our schools, or even the threats to cuts on Medicaid, we're hearing that a lot. And so you can say the pivot of the things that we care for are still there, but it's now moved to a place where we have to figure out what are we doing to ensure that people just have their basic needs protected,
right,
and the rights protected. And that's the time of history that we're in right now.
Folks, this is State Senator Dora Drake, Senate District, four. I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Dr. Lyerly, mm-hmm. in just a moment, but I wanted to make a couple observations, Senator. The first one is every single female elected official that I've talked to, female political leader, female candidate, there is one thing that's in common, and I will include conservative candidates that are women that I've spoken to over my lifetime, and mm-hmm. that is that the desire to run came from a lived experience and yes. a witnessed need in the community. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what side of the political spectrum you come from, I just find that women witnessing need in their community, in their family, and saying, maybe I humbly might be able to change the conversation by sharing what I've seen, is so empowering. I truly mm-hmm. believe if we had more women from all political backgrounds, because I think women are so motivated by that and they are freely sharing what they are witnessing. And frankly, women see more than a lot of men do because of the many roles, the many hats that we wear in all elements yes. of life. I just wanted to lift that up and say, I hear and I feel that from you. And that is extremely powerful. The other thing I wanted to say is, ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard from Senator Drake, that's how an actual good faith politician sounds.
That's right.
A list of things.
We're not understanding as a country what that is right now. I hope people are seeing it. I hope they are. And I don't know what else it needs to take for people to understand. You can have different beliefs on either side of the aisle. I got family that does, right? But there's a line that has to be drawn. And I think what we're seeing right now is like, look, are you just for the common good of people? And that's where we're at. So thank you for acknowledging that. And I will say too, you know, we need more women in office because we have experiences that men don't necessarily have to deal with, especially if we're talking about childcare. That's an issue where, you know, I think women have been impacted more, especially if they either have to decide whether they want to go to the workforce or not. We could talk about reproductive rights and abortion rights. That's something that hits women obviously close to home. But in every area of life, we have a innate understanding, I would think, of understanding what it means for us to move forward as a community, and also just as a country and our state.
You're so right. And, you know, Maggie, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I actually got to meet Senator Drake last week at a draft party for the United Way. It was so great. I was like, we're going to be on Maggie's show together. Woo!
I'm so jealous right now.
Well, and I do rep in the Green Bay. So, you know, I got the yellow one too. So we got the memo a little bit.
We got it.
Y'all got the memo. I'm just out here in the cold. I'm the party.
Next time, Maggie.
Yes,
next time.
For sure.
You know, I'm really interested to hear you say that one of the things that made you run was going with your brother to vote in that election in 2020, that's also why I ran for assembly. Because, yeah, isn't that wild? Because you saw this, you saw people standing in line trying to do their civic duty. And I don't know about you, but I just felt like there's got to be something more that I can do. And I hadn't really thought about running for office before. But just like you said, I needed people to say, well, you really could do this. And it was this conversation and that conversation and all those shoulder taps that got me to the point where I realized that, yeah, I don't look like most of the people who serve, but I really could, and I can do it better.
Right.
And that's what you're doing.
Well, and again, obviously, this position is never about the title, right, or the name. It is the people seat. And so when we're advocating for issues like some protecting Medicaid, like ensuring that people have access to affordable housing, workforce housing, or even just making sure that people get their resources need for mental health, you know, especially those that are just as impacted. Those are things that we are bringing to the table. And I'm so glad that we are in a place in Wisconsin where we have fairer maps. So in that way, the political representation is more in line with what people in Wisconsin are advocating for. But we have a long way to go. And so I know that in the Senate, we're really excited. Senate Democrats are really excited about our opportunity to be in the majority in 2 years. That is a real opportunity where we can literally shift what has been happening in Wisconsin for far too long. And that is Republicans, I hate to say it, but we got to call out for what it is, Republicans that have not met the need of where we're at in this time. And so I'm excited for the work that we're doing. And honestly, the Trump administration, Republicans got to do better. And I say Democrats have the answer for that.
I think what's really critical is that the GOP in the state assembly and Senate has repeatedly failed to move forward what should be easy yes legislation. We can talk about extending postpartum maternal health care, right, for 12 months. Like, that is a no-brainer again and again and again. What we're talking about, making child care affordable, making sure that our public schools are adequately funded in rural and urban districts so people do not have to keep hiking their own damn property taxes up to pay for public education. These things that deal with the true health, whether it's physical health, mental well-being, recreational health, all of those elements of our family's well-being, the GOP in this state has utterly failed. And I think it's so important to give voice to that. Folks, if you're just joining us, this is a segment we like to call Broad Appeal. We're reclaiming the word broad as women that talk about politics. And we are talking about the fact that women in elected offices and as candidates have broad appeal because we bring to the table what we have witnessed in our lives and the needs of our communities and families. I've got Dora Drake, Senator of the 4th District, with us, as well as Dr. Kristen Lierley. You're going to want to stay tuned. We're going to continue to dig into these things. What I wanted to set up for you, Senator, is what is the message that we need to change, adopt, work towards to make clear to people who may have voted for Mr. Trump that we can both be safe and have civil rights, that we can be efficient and effective without abandoning working families and people? How do we thread the needle? How do we continue to make that clear to our constituents and our communities? More with Senator Drake and Dr. Kristen Lierley right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.